Now, if you're checking your email this morning, please back away from the keyboard for a moment. It is not always easy to find the source of an infection, but one epidemiologist says he found a culprit right at his fingertips, as NPR's Joanne Silberna reports.
Bill Rutella's job is to battle bacteria at hospitals and clinics in the University of North Carolina healthcare system. A few years ago, his focus landed on computer keyboards. His are in the hospital, but what he found applies to keyboards everywhere, if they're shared. Rutella knew they could carry bacteria, mostly harmless, but a few that could cause problems. There was something he and his colleagues didn't know.
We did not know whether the use of a disinfectant would alter the keyboard or the functionality of the computer.
So they tried putting bacteria on the keyboards and wiping them down with a variety of commercial disinfectants as well as sterile water.
We determined that all of the disinfectants that we used were effective in removing the microorganisms that we intentionally contaminated the computer keys with.
Even the sterile water did. And one class of disinfectants that includes SaniCloth Plus, Cavi wipes, and Clorox disinfecting wipes kept bacteria from regrowing for 2 days or more. None of the compounds harmed the keyboards, and the computers remained functional. This is one of those things you can try at home, he says.
It might be a good idea for anyone who shares a computer with other people to clean the keyboard with a disinfectant wipe before use by a different person.
Just don't think you'll be completely protected.
Everything in our environment is contaminated with microorganisms. Our countertops, our tabletops, our worktops, our pens, our phones, our eyeglasses, our clothes, our carpets, our chairs, everything is contaminated with microorganisms unless we do something such as a sterilization process to essentially inactivate the contaminating microorganisms.
Or you could do something Rutella does a lot of himself, frequent hand washing. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.